ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. Hope everybody is in an awesome mood. You should be. The weekend's here. I know I'm in an awesome mood. If you missed the first hour, Cecil Shorts, talk to him. Talked a little bit of draft. And that was about it. So football and draft. And we talked about the RJ Bell thing. All available at podcastarena.com. And we will have RJ on at 5:30, and we'll let him talk about all that. But, yeah, it's funny. We never run out of stuff to talk to RJ about, even during the summer when there's nothing to bet on. I never really thought we'd have RJ on to talk about some controversy involving him. So I'm guessing that that'll be cool. 713-780-ESPN. So I'm... I mean, maybe three people care about this, but I'm going to do it anyway because I've been very, very busy the last few weeks, and I haven't really told everybody what's going on. I have told you, and I've told Jong, but today was kind of a big day for me because after almost 20 years of trying to get my novel done, get it sold, and all this stuff, it is finally done. It is finally going to be published. It's going to be made into a movie. And I am extremely excited about it. It is, you know, the final bits of it were done today. And the last couple of weeks, man, I've just had to dive into this. And so I've tried not to let it affect the show. But to be honest, all I've done for 2 weeks is show stuff or write to get this thing done. But it's taken 20 years of my life, basically. And there's been a lot of times where we had it sold and they backed out because it was too controversial. Which I think is kind of funny now with some of the stuff that's out there.
Right.
That it was too controversial. But now, yeah, I don't think it's going to be that controversial at all. But, yeah, so it's done. You'll hear a lot about it when it actually gets released. But the book will be out first. The movie we're going to start working on next year. And, yeah, so I finally accomplished one of my goals in life, which was to, you know, have a novel published and be part of a movie.
When are we going to read it?
Yeah.
When can we read this, Fred?
Well, you can read it anytime you want. I'll send you a copy. But it will be available. I can't tell you a time frame yet because now it's on to the business part of it, which is, you know, taking bids and things like that. And so I don't know what the time frame is going to be, but it won't take too long here once we decide on a publisher and things like that. And it's funny because you know, I've talked a little bit in the past what it's about. It's about Jesus showing up at a racetrack and winning everybody money. And it's one of those things, if you like gambling, if you like religion, if you like the mafia, it's got a big mafia element to it. It's very cool. And it's funny because it would have never been this good if I'd actually sold it 10 years ago when we first thought we had it sold. Because there's so many things that have happened since that I've used it for or that I put into it. So I'm very proud of it. It's the best thing I've ever written. And at the risk of sounding arrogant, it's one of the best things I've ever read when I went back the last couple of days. It's got the characters are very Banshee-like in that they're all flawed, but you love them all for different reasons. And it's just I think it's going to be very cool. I think people are going to love it. And, yeah, hopefully I'll make a whole bunch of money off it and we'll spend a bunch of money in Vegas.
Good for you.
That's the plan. So, yeah, I can't tell you what that felt like to finally have it done and off. And, you know, there's so many little things that I'm not going to bore people with that have happened in the last week where it's just like, okay, it's done. No, we need this. Oh, now I need this. And yeah, and the kid who's going to do the movie is a former student of mine. He's got a great movie coming out this year called Journey, and about a kid who I've seen the trailer for it. It looks fantastic, but it's going to be out later this year about a kid who gets deported and he's trying to get back, and great response to it so far. And that looks like that's going to be his next project, is he wanted me to do this. So that got me to get off my butt and finish it. And I had to have that. My biggest problem with it has always been the ending. It's a great ending, but it's one of those where you go, well, why would he do that? Well, I finally came up with the why. And when I did, the part that I wrote for that is the best. It's just the best part of the book. It's dark, it's twisted, it's screwed up, but it's perfect. So I'm happy, and I'm sharing that with the Blitzers, because this is one of the bigger accomplishments that I've ever had in terms of just actually finishing the damn thing. And one way or another, it will be out hopefully by the end of the year.
All right.
So there you go. And now Jong and I.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Now Jong and I can start working on this project that that we need to get on for our audiobooks. But yeah, it's just been dominating everything I've done for the a lot of people asking. The book is called Jesus Just Left Chicago. The idea came up. I was driving home one night, probably had a few too many drinks, and I was listening to that song, and it said Jesus just left Chicago and he's on his way to New Orleans. And I thought, well, where would he stop? We'd go to Sam Houston Race Park, right, on his way, and make people money. And that's where the concept came from. If you're interested in it, the first chapter's on my blog, freddysworldblog.blogspot.com, which I'm going to start using that blog a lot more. I haven't been very active on it lately, but the first chapter's on there, and I'm probably going to throw another chapter up there next week. I'm going to wait till the contracts are signed and that stuff, but I'll put another chapter up next week too, and just kind of give you a sense of what it's about. And if you read the first chapter and don't like it, then you won't like the rest of the book. If you read the first chapter and you're like, holy bleep, I got to read the rest of it, then you'll like it. So, all right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, and somebody asking me, my wife is bedridden with a bunch of medical stuff and she reads all day. Can she get an advanced copy? She'd be so excited. As soon as it's actually published, I'll be happy to do that. But anyway, I can't tell you how happy I am right now. This is one of those things where I always thought it would get done, but I never thought I'd feel like when I'd finished it, I was like, holy bleep, man, this is awesome. And now I can start getting onto some other projects, but the movie's going to be fun. The three of us are going to have at least small roles in the movie. I'm going to make sure that happens.
All right.
Even if we're just extras or sitting in the bar, but we're going to be in it. And anyway, that's where we are.
In the movie, can Jong have chicken on his head?
There's not really a scene like that, but maybe they'll write one for it. Because the one cool thing about the movie is I'm going to help with it, but it's going to be kind of their vision of
someone's
my story.
Someone's going to do a screenplay of it.
Yeah, and I want it to be kind of their thing, because they know what they're doing. It's a visual medium. It's completely different.
Any naked chicks in the movie?
Oh, there's a lot of naked chicks in the book. If you like sex, there's sex, it's sex, violence, religion, horse racing, really good poker scenes.
Drug use?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, one of the characters smokes weed constantly.
Okay.
See, that's where the controversy comes in, because, you know, most people are going to think the character they think might be Jesus, they get upset when he smokes weed and hangs out with chicks and gambles, but, you know. It's a myth.
Okay.
Just have to keep that in mind. But and the mafia element's terrific. And every character in there is actually based on people that I know. Not directly, but like...
Is there a character based on Jong?
There's not. But there's a compilation. They're all kind of compilations of people I've known over the years. So everybody will actually read it and say, hey, man, that's me. Well, it's not really. It's you and about five other people. But just if you love this area, it's got a lot of references to Galveston. It's based in Houston and Galveston, and you know, some of it in New Orleans. So a lot of it is stuff you'll know. And there's references to driving down 290 in traffic and driving from Winnie on I-10 and Crystal Beach and places like that. So from that perspective, it's kind of cool that we're going to have something like that. And the movie, too, it's all based right here. So anyway, that's it. I just wanted to share that. It was kind of an emotional day when that you finally get that thing done. You say, holy bleep.
Well, congratulations.
That's it,
sir.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So, the RJ stuff we talked about a little bit first hour. I just want to follow up on that a little bit. I kind of wanted to get your impressions of it because I gave mine. But what was your thoughts on that story? And again, as I told people in the first hour, I'm coming from a perspective of a guy who is going to look at it critically because we know RJ.
Right.
And so there is some bias in that, but that's what I came away with, is that there just wasn't as much meat there as I thought there would be for that thorough of a story. I was just kind of curious what you thought about it.
I think that there's a lot of, this happened, and we're hearing one side of the story. That's why I'm kind of excited to hear RJ's side, because just if you follow him on Twitter, and I think they posted something today, on pregame, is basically letting people know their side of the story and the actual what they consider to be the truth. So I think it's interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing what RJ's got to say. You know, if you just take it as gospel, the article, it's pretty damning. But again, I'm not going to take anything as gospel till I've heard both sides of it. And like you said, and I think this is important. RJ never once has like tried to tell people, hey, buy these picks. He's not like these other guys who you can move on it as if it's already been played. He's not that guy, you know. So you know, most of the stuff on that site is free. And, you know, like you said, we've got a relationship with the guy. Maybe I'm giving him too much of a benefit of the doubt, but I think that's fair until we hear his side of the story.
Yeah, and what I guess what I objected to a little bit was at the beginning where he's saying, well, this affects us because we do this. Well, he's on all these shows and they hold him up as this guy. Well, he doesn't really talk about what he does on these shows. On those shows, he doesn't get on there and try to sell pregame. At any point, we talk about pregame, and you know what he talks about? All the free stuff on there.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this last hour. At no point has he ever said, go buy our touts. At no point. And so from that perspective, I think it was a little misleading. But some of the other stuff, you know, if true is, you know, and we'll let RJ address it, and he will, and, you know, we'll move on from there. But I'm pretty sure RJ doesn't like being the news. That's never fun.
No. That's obviously not why he's doing this. But, I'm glad that we get a chance to talk to him. And, you know, I also think if he had anything to hide, he'd be canceling his media for the week.
Yeah, although I can't imagine, knowing RJ, that he would not come on and talk about it with anybody. I mean, yeah. he's not afraid of stuff like that. And, you know, again, I have a lot of respect for the guy. And I'm also not going to tell you that the writer is just some hack. I mean, he's a damn good writer, and I know him. I have some respect for him, but I just didn't see the meat on this bone. It's like, oh, touts, you know, touts try to make money.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it kept coming back to. Yeah, and frankly, I didn't understand some of the affiliate stuff he was writing about. I didn't quite get what that was about. And, you know, I do understand that business a little bit, but I didn't quite know where he was going there. So I don't want to dismiss what the guy did, but it just, to me, not a lot of meat on it. It's one of those that looks sensational, and then you dig in, and it's like, I'm not really seeing what the issue is here.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Back on the Blitz, 713-780 ESPN, 713-780-3776. And since a bunch of you asked, I did tweet out the link to the first chapter on my blog. It's also got a couple other short stories I did on there, and somebody was asking about the vampire when I did that. That's probably my next fiction project, but you know, today I'm not thinking about any of that stuff yet, because you know, just getting this one done was the first priority, but that is in the works, and that's also one that I'm probably going to dive into, but probably not till early next year. 281 says, I mentioned the networks and the RJ Bell story had to do was simply explaining that touters no longer have to do their 30-minute infomercials because all the major networks having them on a guest now. It's completely misleading. He's not on touting his stuff. That's the point. And that's what I was trying to say. He's not out there talking about his touts on these shows. When he comes on these
RJ's never tried to sell us a pick.
Not once.
In fact, RJ, when he comes on these shows, goes out of his way not to give picks. He gives information. And that's, I mean, for me, what he sends out every week, those notes, especially during the NFL, man, it's invaluable, the information he sends out. It saves me a lot of time and research. So for a guy, I've never bought a pick from RJ. He's never tried to sell me one.
Yeah.
You can't really call him a tout.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think what they're trying to get at is, well, this guy comes off as this media person and, you know, legitimizing gambling, but in the end, he's really just another guy selling picks. Well, yeah, on the surface, but that's not what he does in his media tours. He's not out there. He's not doing those. He believes you can move on this game as if it's already been played. What he does is gives you a ton of information to make the best decision. And whenever he's talked about the site, he always is the first one to say 95% of it's free. The forums are great. Guys get on the forums and talk about stuff. And that is what he does on air. So if you really think, well, you don't need a 30-minute infomercial anymore because, you know, he's got all this stuff. Well, yeah, you kind of do, because how many of you even knew? And this is an honest question. How many of you even knew that there were picks you could pay for on that site? And a lot of you use pregame. I bet you not many.
I mean, I knew, but
I know. I knew too. But yeah, so some of the other stuff, it was so much to sort through. And I think if he'd focused a little more on the things that might have had some meat on them, then I would have a better sense of what it is that's actually going on. I thought the story was too, it needed to be edited a little bit, and I thought he focused too much on things that were just, that there was no gotcha on some of those things. So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And 832, no, he's not saying his picks win. He's never done that on our show. If you've ever listened to him, at no point has he ever come on and said, oh, our picks win, come buy them, ever. And the article's on Deadspin. It's a long-ass read. It's laborious. And I got to be honest, it's almost the exact same thing that Sports Grid did a year or so ago. I think it was Sports Grid. We'll ask RJ. But we'll talk to him about it at 5:30. We'll get his side. The other side's on Deadspin. We'll get his when he's on. All right, so I'm about... another reason I'm in a good mood, I'm about 39 minutes away from having a superstar center on my hockey team finally.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah,
first pick of the draft. That's from Scottsdale, Arizona.
It's odd that they do the NHL draft the night after the NBA draft.
It usually doesn't work out that way. I thought the NBA draft was a little early this year. It seemed early to me. Maybe
so. They usually, I mean, it's pretty shortly after the finals every year, but
yeah, I don't remember it being the same week of the finals, but maybe it is. So, a little college football for you, if you want to do some college football. Fox picked predict the Power 5 college football champions.
Okay.
We'll see how close you think they are. ACC? Who would you guess?
I would guess Clemson.
Clemson is the pick. It's probably Clemson or Florida State again, but I think this
Clemson's quarterback coming back.
Yeah, that guy's really good. I think that's a fair pick. Big Ten.
I think I've got to go with Ohio State still.
They go with Michigan, which I don't think is a bad pick.
Ballsy.
I'm with you. I'd stick with Ohio State, but I'm not going to be shocked at all if Jim Harbaugh has that team ready to win the Big Ten this year.
I wouldn't either.
Big 12.
Michigan State. I mean, I guess everybody just thinks Michigan State's going to fall into the trash can now. Huh?
You know what? That has turned into a real program.
Yeah, they're consistently winning 10, 11 games.
They will be back again this year, and I think it's between those three, but I don't think Michigan's a bad pick. Big 12.
I think it has to be Oklahoma.
It's Oklahoma, yeah. And Oklahoma's got a pretty tough schedule this year. So I think that's a fair pick. Says Oklahoma State and TCU look to also have legitimate chances. I think TCU's lost a lot of guys, and their schedule's a little tougher this year. And I never really buy into the TCU thing. It's just me. All right, you'll never guess who they have picked to win the SEC. I'll give you a hint. It is not Alabama.
Do they have Tennessee?
They have Tennessee.
Everyone's doing that.
I know. Good I know. Guys. Yeah, that's I think they're going to be really good. And I think that's a team that's going to win a lot of games. But I'm going to take whoever comes out of the SEC West. And it's probably going to be Alabama. And if LSU gets any kind of quarterback play, that's going to be a real good team as well. So, all right. But they picked Tennessee. Pac-12, which I think is very interesting this year.
Yeah, it doesn't have that feel of an Oregon lock, does it?
Right, it doesn't.
If they're picking Tennessee, they might pick USC. They might take Stanford, though.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'll go USC.
It's Stanford.
Ah, they suckered me.
They did. Yeah, but I think that's an interesting pick, and obviously
it's supposed to be telling you who I think or who I think they picked?
Who you thought they picked.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so, no, I kind of have a sense of who you would pick. Well, who would you pick in the Pac-12 right now?
I think I might pick USC.
I just don't know about that guy as a coach, man. That's my only concern. SEC, I'm still taking Alabama.
I'm with you on that one. Until somebody proves yeah. them wrong.
Yeah, and I mean, I do think somebody else could win. I don't think it's going to be a team out of the East. And I know Tennessee's gotten better. I'm not ready to, you know, if Florida gets any kind of quarterback play, that team was pretty damn good last year. And I'm not ready to throw them out of the East yet. Anyway. They don't have the AAC on here because it's not Power 5, but Houston's going to win that.
Yeah, of course. So.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And a lot of people keep trying to tell me what the point of the article was. And guys, you're arguing the wrong thing, okay? He does not make the case that you're trying to make.
I've got if we want to stick on college football, I had something I wanted to get to at some point. They did a Bleacher Report did predicting the top 25 college football programs of the next 10 years. So from now until 2026, you want to hear who they think the top 25 programs are?
Sure.
Number 25, which as soon as I saw this, I was instantly like, oh boy. Appalachian State, number 25.
Nah.
I mean, I understand. They're trying to say that they're going to become a good program, but let's hold up. Top 25. Number 24, Houston Cougs.
Too low.
I mean, over the next 10 years, consider how many of those years you'll have Tom Herman.
At least one more.
23, Wisconsin. And that's not bad if UH is being mentioned with those guys, because that's a consistent program.
Yeah, but Appalachian State. Okay.
Now, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it as the top 24. I don't know what they're doing with that. Number 22, Tennessee.
Okay.
21, Miami.
Yeah.
20, Boise. 19, and I think this is a little low, LSU.
Yeah, it's too low.
Fire Les Miles, yeah, who knows.
Well, then they'd hire Jimbo Fisher.
Number 18, Texas.
Okay. Seems a little low.
Number 17, Aggie.
Seems a little low also.
16, Ole Miss.
I'm going to go a little high on that one.
Stanford, 15.
About right.
Oklahoma, 14.
That kind of feels low to me, too, because I think Stoops is going to be there for a while.
Sparty at 13.
Okay.
Horned Frog at 12.
Too high.
Florida, 11.
Okay.
USC, 10.
Okay.
Auburn, 9.
No issues with any of those.
The Georgia Bulldogs at 8.
Doesn't that strike you as a little high?
I mean,
and they're usually around there, I guess. Maybe not.
We'll see if Kirby Smart can take them to the next level.
Yeah, I don't know if Kirby Smart's better than Mark Richt.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Number 7, Notre Dame. Number 6, Oregon. Number 5, Clemson. 4, the Ohio State. 3, Florida State. 2, Michigan. And number 1, Alabama.
That don't make sense. Michigan, too, though.
Yep. Listen, everybody loves that coach, myself included.
Yeah. And I think they're going to be very good this year. I don't know if they're ready to win it this year, but we shall see.
I mean, consider this. They went 10-3 coming out of the mess that Brady Hoke left behind.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, I mean, this is a guy who is going to continue to build this thing, and I have very little doubt in the next 10 years that Michigan's going to have it. They're going to have at least one championship. At least.
If I could bet on that, yeah.
All right, I'm going to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. RJ Bell next, by the way. As the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. It's expensive to tear everything out and start over on a patio or a pool deck or a driveway. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions and get the carved stone overlay thrown out there. 713-465-0400. This carved stone overlay gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface. It's going to cost you a lot less. It's custom colored, hand carved for your home, so it looks amazing. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind carved stone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you on both residential and commercial projects. They can also help you hang on to some money as well. Several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing. And with all this, there's no wonder so many people have great things to say about Allied. They're the 2015 Angie's List Super Service Award winner. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the Allied showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. And you know what that music means?
Robert Plant doesn't remember.
No, he doesn't, but I don't blame him.
Who remembers the 60s anyway, when you're a rock star?
I don't remember the 60s, but I was born in those, so it doesn't count. All right, joining us now is, and it's so funny, we never have problems running out of things to talk about with RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com. Well, today I didn't think we'd be talking about RJ Bell, but apparently it's been quite the week for you, sir.
You know something? I guess the bigger you get, the bigger the target.
We've kind of shared our opinions on this earlier, and obviously I'd like to get your response, and because most of the stuff that's in there really doesn't pertain to any of the things that we talk about on the show. But
Guy, that's not the only thing that's important, right? Because what's important is how untrue it is, right? Is because if it were true, you wouldn't want me on the show. You shouldn't want me on the show. It's just literally, I'd like to hear what you guys' thoughts were.
Well, what I said is some of the things where they got into with the affiliates and things like that, which I'm not 100% sure what I was reading there, to be honest with you. But
listen, there's a reason for that, right? Keep it very confusing and just seem sanctimonious, and you get this kind of whiff of something problematic, but really there's no proof and actually no logic. Yeah, it's hard to know what you're reading.
My thought was, when Fred asked me, I said, if this is true, it's pretty damning stuff. I said, but just having seen what RJ's been saying on Twitter, and I saw the statement that you released on pregame today, you deny that any of it's true. So, I mean, it's hard to know what to think until you hear both sides. And I think it was important for you to be able to tell your side of the story.
Well, here's the good news is, and I'll tease ahead, is on Monday, we'll have an announcement that is going to be a national news story, and it's going to be legal, and we'll be, I've retained counsel, and we got a big announcement on Monday, big name counsel, someone you're going to know their name. So we're that serious.
Johnny Cochran.
It doesn't fit.
Seinfeld style, right? But here's what I'll say about, if you really think about what the criticisms were, the criticisms really could be wrapped up into two things. One is that all of our guys, if you bet every one of their plays, so we have, over 10 pros, if you bet every one of their plays, now think about this, many of them are going to contradict, right? It's Monday Night Football. One team has team A, one guy has team B, And automatically then the site's going to lose the juice in theory, right? Well, obviously no one's going to bet both sides. So, but let's forget that even for a second, because that, but over the course of many, many years that our records are available, the idea of that effect itself is going to be a huge drag on the net result. But still, and I'll say this, and this is going to be part of the lawsuit, their records are incorrect. So and oftentimes it's with a downward, you know, it's with a downward bias. So, but let's assume they're right even. Still, a majority of our active pros, they had all these guys that's been gone for years because in many cases they couldn't perform. But among our active experts, our pros, a majority of them, even if you bet every game, have a winning record. And some of them, if you bet every game, have a losing record. But if you bet their best sports, they have a winning record. So number one was the idea that everyone didn't win every sport. All right. Well, hey, if you've ever listened to this segment, if you ever followed me on Twitter, you're going to know, what do I preach?
You How, do the NFL.
Say it again?
Yeah, you say, oh, I'm big on the NFL. There's somebody who's good at everything. Nobody's great
exactly.
at everything.
Exactly. You specialize, but also it's very, very difficult to win. That if anyone out there thinks, and that's a great way for the listeners, and again, they, you know, some like pregame.com, maybe some aren't going to, and maybe they're going to like site X, Y, or Z. That's fine. Here's a great gauge to if you should like or trust site X, Y, or Z. One is, do they promote get rich quick? Do they promote easy money? Because if they do, run the other way. Because there is no easy money against Vegas. And one of the things we stress again and again, and we have our ESPN show here in Vegas, and it's relentless. You only gain an edge a half point at a time. It's very, very hard. And we talk about doing the NFL. Oh, at 4.5, I like this game. At 4, I don't. You know, +4.5, +4. It's like, what? What's the difference? Well, it's those half points that separate winners and losers. And it's so hard to win. And anyone that's working a 7-Eleven or working a straight job they don't like and thinks, okay, I'm going to quit. I'm going to buy some picks from RJ's site and I'm going to, you know, make money and I won't have to work. Who in the heck believes that? Who in the heck's ever expressed that? What we've said is we find the best possible guys to improve your odds. And to make the case that everyone doesn't win every sport is absurd. I would have told him that instead of taking a year to research it. And number two is even more ludicrous. I'm getting worked up. Is they say that we have relationships with online sportsbooks. We have not taken a single dollar from online sportsbooks since 2008 when the laws got gray and we didn't want to risk it. So literally we're talking about 8 years, and that's going to be a big part of the legal action. So, you know, otherwise there wasn't anything in there other than calling me like the, you know, most popular sports bettor in America and all kind of, and talking about me graduating first in my class, all kind of good things, but which that to me, and sorry to rant, guys,
it was a
but,
fluff piece, RJ.
Well, you know, the funny part was a lot of it was very positive. So here was a big point of how I'm deceptive, right? So 2 years ago, the New York Times, you know, did a magazine piece and I was one of the features about sports betting. And they said, you know, what's your academic background? And I understand, hey, graduate from Ohio State. And I was actually number one in my class, a finance class. It was like 200, you know, 200 some kids. And, you know, I'm proud of that. It's cool. And he said, oh, so the valedictorian. I go, you know, I've never called it that, but that makes sense, right? First in the class. So they wrote it in the New York Times, looked good. And I said, okay, I'm going to put that in my bio, right? Because it was right, I thought, right? Well, the researcher, the reporter, I'll put it in quotes, said, he called Ohio State and said, oh, yeah, he did graduate, you know, first in his class, but we don't have valedictorians. Like, that's not the term we use. So he says he's lying about being valedictorian. I mean, come on. It's a joke.
Didn't Sports Grid or somebody like that do something very similar about a year and a half ago, almost the exact same thing?
Yeah, you know, but that guy, at least, listen, you know, one of the things about journalism is you have to ask the questions. You know, that brings up an interesting point. Is when they asked me about the sports books and they said, we really believe that we've got some, you know, disgruntled ex-employees saying X, Y, or Z. I said, well, listen, I'm going to give you a statement on the record that completely refutes that. And they said, so I gave them like a 7-sentence statement and they said, oh, no, that's too long. We're not going to put that in there. So literally they asked me, so to, you know, they did put one of the statements in, so you got to give them some credit. When Sports Grid did it, they actually didn't even tell me they were doing the article, didn't give me a chance to comment, and just printed a bunch of BS. They had to retract a lot of it. And then, you know, in this case, you're going to see the same thing. I'll give you the best bet of the year.
Did you know the article was coming out before it did, or did it
just
kind of surprise
you? That was part of it, like 2 or 3 days before it was scheduled. Actually, they said it was going to be end of last week. So like mid last week, they said, hey, we want, you know, we got some questions. They sent me like 22 questions. They were all like so negative and obviously just biased. I said, listen, I'm not going to go through all these because it's a bunch of BS. I'm going to give you one statement and it's going to clear up most of this for you. And by the way, the other stuff on background, which means I don't want my name throughout this whole article, like I'm somehow a part of it, but on background, I'll clear up these, you know, the confusion. They said, no, we won't accept it on background. And, you know, I happen to, you know, be lucky enough to know Don Van Natta a little bit, you know, the probably the best investigative journalist in sports right now, did the big Jerry Jones thing. And he said, it's like almost unbelievable they wouldn't let you clear it up on background. We were talking about it. So, I mean, listen, that's, you know, this blog is broke. They're bankrupt for a reason because they've been sued and it's coming again.
The one thing I objected to was the way that he basically, because this kind of affects us, and I was kind of pissed that he didn't include us in there when he talked about all your appearances, because I mean, this is probably one of the best shows. But the fact that he made it sound like, well, you don't have to do these infomercials like these guys because you have the media out there helping you tout. And the one thing that kind of pissed me off about that, at no point, when you've been on this show, have we ever talked about the pay part of your site or come check out our guys and pay them. You've always talked about the forums. You've always talked about the site and how much of it is actually, you know, is actually free. But we talk about trends and things that people can use. And at no point, I mean, honestly, I think 90% of our listeners probably didn't even know you had guys on there that it's as a pay site.
That's exactly right. And we talk about 95% is free. And we actually pay, like Dave Malinsky is a great example, right? We talked about him. He worked for Billy Walters for almost a decade. He works for us now. He doesn't sell any picks. He writes one article every weekday, 5 days a week. And we pay him significant money, I'll say that, to be a part of pregame. But he doesn't sell any picks. And not only are we having the guys who sell produce free content, we got obviously a Vegas radio show 5 days a week that we podcast. So, yeah, we've got to make money somehow. And none of that is hard selling. We never do any outbound calls ever. Never. We've never have. And there's no hard sell. It's almost impossible. You know, anyone, you know, here's what I'll say, and this will be good for traffic, right? If you have any doubts about it, go to the site and one, find any sportsbook advertisement. There's none. It hasn't been for years. Number two, find a hard sell. What we'll tell you is, hey, here's a free pick. Here's a bunch of free stuff. And by the way, if you want more, click here. And we put every pick ever from every active pro available for you to review and decide, oh, do I want more or don't I want more? And lastly, whenever they promote a streak, and, you know, it's only the American way to promote your streaks, right? When you do something good, you promote something good, right? If you made free or missed free, three free throws in a row, and then you make 11, and then you miss one, right? Do you say I'm 1 out of 14 or 1 out of 15? Or do you say, hey, I made 11 in a row, right? But as long as you have a log of every free throw, it's going to make sense. You're going to say you made 11 in a row. And anyone can check and say, yeah, but then you missed one before and you missed one out. So, you know, they promote the truth. And we have a thread with 100,000 views plus right now in which anyone can jump in and say one of these streaks is wrong or one of these logged game results are wrong. You need to correct it. And it's all done publicly. It's like total transparency. And you know what happened? I know we got to run, but what happens is this. I'm the one guy with a name worth hitting. That, you know, the crappy sites like this are going to hit. That's what they're going to do. And they once they spent a year, apparently they spent a year investigating it. They couldn't come up with anything. This, to me, the greatest statement we could ever make is the only thing they could ever come up with were a couple of lies after 1 year. But they spent all that time, so they had to put an article out with innuendo. Well, they went over the line in a couple spots legally, and they're going to pay.
All right. That's RJ Bell, pregame.com. RJ, really appreciate you. Well, I knew you'd come on and talk about it because that's what
well,
you do.
Listen, I don't want to give the lies attention, but I want to give the truth attention. And you know, I appreciate – and listen, one of the fun things about this segment, we do a deep dive. And I think a lot of the listeners, it's not going to be above their heads, the nuance that we're talking about. And as I said – on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas, I just tweeted out this morning the 7 unequivocal facts about pregame that our competitors can't really compete with. And it really runs contrary to the article, but that's why the article was full of lies.
All right, RJ. Well, we appreciate you, man. And thanks for doing that. And you know, we'll get back to goofy stuff next
week. I got
week.
One quick question for him before yes. we get off this. About the Brexit, I saw your tweet last night and the sort of graph that showed how quickly things turned there. How long before it happened were they at like a 10% possibility of happening and then quickly – I mean, it was like over the course of an hour or two, it jumped to like 80%.
Yeah, so from the time that it was officially called late, you know, or even Pacific time last night, it was later, is if you had bet it 6 to 7 hours before, right in that range – you could have gotten about 10 to 1 on leave. So literally it went from about a 10% chance to the case in less than 7 hours.
That's amazing. Well, when we were on the show, we thought it was done. They were telling us, it looks like early returns are in, and they're projecting that it's not going to happen. And then, boy, it changed throughout the night.
Yeah, well, next week we'll tease ahead is a lot of people speculating this is a harbinger, a positive harbinger for Trump. So we'll see next week how the odds adjust. Right now, still a significant underdog, about 33% chance to be president.
All right, that's RJ Bell, pregame.com. RJ, appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The Copa America finals are Sunday. Join us at ESPN 97.5's official Copa destination, The Gorgeous Gale. Glenn Davis will host a special broadcast of Soccer Matters from 5 until 7 with surprise guests joining him on site. Come early and stay late and see who will win it all.
What I'll say about the RJ thing is, and RJ said that he's hired a lawyer and they'll have a statement on Monday.
Well, it sounds like announced that he's a suing. It's just a matter of who the lawyer is. He basically said that on the show. I don't think he meant to scoop himself, but.
And remember that, I mean, this is Deadspin's owned by Gawker. And I enjoy Deadspin. I think they do a lot of good stuff.
They do.
Gawker just got sued for how many millions of dollars and lost. I mean, they're in a spot where you'd think they'd be pretty careful about what they're putting out there. And if RJ's got a lawyer and he's proven to be, you know, that this is libel, there's going to be problems.
Yeah. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. This actually just happened. And so I'm calling an audible here. But apparently, NHL draft is tonight. Someone from Tampa Bay left their strategy guide sitting out at the hotel. A kid gets it, starts tweeting it out. And I mean, it has got like trade ideas for the draft. What they would give up for certain places, who the potential partners are to move up, percentages for them and for Tampa, historical trades completed that would be similar, who doesn't have picks. I mean, it's just all the stuff. Well, apparently the Tampa Bay Lightning got upset that this was being tweeted out, so they DM'd this kid and asked him, you know, do you have this? Says, I personally don't have it. A friend of mine found it in the hotel lobby. They said, we'd like to ask you to please take the tweets down and ask that your friend not share it either.
Man.
It's a little late now. Once it's out there, right? The kid's response? Sure, as long as Stamkos signs with the Sabres. Oh, man. That somebody should be fired for that. That's because, I mean, this is detailed stuff that's out there. Anyway, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Do we have time to take one quick phone call before we do this? Because I need to look for something anyway. Brett, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, just real quick, I just wanted to comment. Love RJ Bell. Well, I love y'all's show, obviously, but I love RJ Bell. I think the best part, one of the best parts of y'all's show is the Friday RJ Bell session. I mean, he gives you, during football season, he gives you like nugget after nugget. And I just wanted to say that I hope there's no negative backlash that comes down on him. I feel like he's the one guy that gives us a fighting chance against the big evil casinos in Vegas. So anyways, just want to say that hope nothing bad happens out of all this.
Well, I don't really know what bad could happen. I mean, what's the people quit using the pay site. Yeah. That's about it. I do think it sounds like there's a lot of stuff in there that he believes is not factual and that he is going to sue him over. So that being the case, you know, I look forward to, you know, hearing more details, but I do believe that, you know, I've said this enough, but I just, there's some, the things in there that are potentially the most damning are also the least researched in my opinion. So anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I got to tell you guys about my friends at Houston Can Academy. And I know you've heard me talk about these guys a lot, and you hear that phrase right off the car, not the kid. And you wonder what that really means. Well, I'm going to tell you, because Houston Can Academy takes in kids that are at risk, kids who have dropped out of other schools, kids who, who knows what they would have amounted to if they hadn't got an opportunity to go to Houston Can Academy. And these kids get a second chance. And so many of them go on to graduate, and they do great, great things. And that's what they do there. And you can help. It's real simple. All you have to do is donate a vehicle you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what shape the vehicle's in. Doesn't matter if it's running or not. Maybe it got messed up in those floods and you were going to fix it up and you never got around to it. Well, here's the deal. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They take care of all the paperwork. A lot of Blitzers have done this, and they can all tell you the same thing. It's quick. It's easy. And and your donation is tax deductible. And on top of that, if you tell them you heard it about on the Blitz today, guess what they're going to do? They're going to throw in some Astros tickets. So you get Astros tickets, you get a tax donation, you do a great thing, and you get rid of something you're not using anymore. Very simple. Just go to HoustonCarsForKids.com, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, and they will take care of you, and you will take care of somebody else. That's Houston Can Academy, HoustonCarsForKids.com, right off the car, not the kid. And I
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.